I go by the name of DJ Waheed.
And I am DJ FX.
Yeah, man. And this is Party Life and Music Radio. So, yeah, normally this don't happen all the time. So, you know what? We're professionals. So, we're going to just continue to keep rolling with it. And we're still going to have a wonderful interview coming up. But, man, first of all, man, we're having a wonderful day here in the nation's capital.
Oh, man. It was
like, yeah, beautiful 80 degrees. You know, it almost feels like we're on the West Coast. You know what I mean?
That it is. That it is. I mean, right now, I think it's about 80 degrees right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
It's 80 degrees. Matter of fact, it was 80 degrees yesterday, 80 degrees today. I think this week is going to be nice and mild. It's definitely the weather that a lot of people have been waiting on.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, oh, it's gorgeous right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. Springtime has definitely arrived. Definitely arrived. So that's a wonderful thing, man. So, but otherwise, man, you know, I got a chance to talk with her briefly last week, man, and just such a wonderful person, wonderful soul. And, you know, when she does, you know, arrive here, she's going to tell you a lot more about her background and experience. But before we get to that, man, you know, out there, people in the entertainment world are still mourning the loss of Nipsey Hussle.
Yes.
And, you know, for the great things that man do. I mean, the thing is, even if you are not a diehard fan, you at least have to respect his hustle. You have to respect what he was doing for the community, man. And that alone is inspiring in itself, you know?
Yeah, and that's one thing we need to come away from it is, again, because I know there's been some tweets now all of a sudden that, you know, you got those that say, oh, now all of a sudden, you know, you're a Nipsey Hussle fan. And, you know, and it goes beyond that. It goes way beyond that. It was beyond his music. It was the message he was trying to put out there as an artist,
right?
And purely and most importantly, as a human being. Mm-hmm. He was trying to give those some opportunities. He's trying to uplift his community because, he, you know, he never shied away where he was from. Never shied away from it and let everybody know where he was like, this is where I'm from, but this is what I'm trying to do for my community. I'm trying to uplift my people. I'm trying to uplift my community. I'm trying to uplift my area so that way we can let everybody know that we are definitely trying to do something positive in this part of the world, that we need to let everybody know that we must come together as folks. All right. So that's one thing that we must do.
Right. I totally agree. And, you know, my thing is just that whenever we bring an artist on Party Life and Music Radio, the thing is, you know, we always inquire to make sure that what they are doing for the community, or they're giving back, or, you know, through their gifts and their talents, because everybody is not built the same way to do the exact same things, but you have to be able to contribute positive in some way. Because if you're all about that ratchet, I promise you, you would not be on the show.
Right.
You know, I would not be playing your music. Because speaking of ratchet, man, what that dude did, Kodak Black, what he did, and what he did about, what he made a comment about long time, you're going to be a whole widow and all this other stuff. You know what I mean? That was just mad disrespectful on so many levels.
Exactly. So it's, again, it's just one of those things where we just need to make sure that, you know, we're doing our part as people. You know, We just got to get better.
Yeah. You know, so it's just one of those things, man, where how is it that you're going to be able to, you know, make a comment like that because you're only thinking about yourself, or you just trying to get attention? And you know what I mean? It don't make no sense.
Yeah,
if you want to do that, do it in a positive way. You know what I'm saying?
And it's funny how all of a sudden now you got those that would say things after somebody has passed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never understood that. It's like, okay, you wait for somebody to be gone, then all of a sudden now you want to speak your piece.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, yeah.
I really don't get it.
Yeah. Some people want to learn the hard way, man.
That's true.
I know stations out there on the West Coast, they're like, we're not playing none of his music. And you know what? I don't blame them. You're going to disrespect, you know, his queen.
Yeah.
And it ain't about just her, but if you disrespect her, that means you disrespecting him because she's part of his legacy.
There it is.
And that's where he got checked on that, you know? Yeah. So that's really important.
And I'm certainly glad that happened because, again, you know, people just got to understand, it's like, look, you know, when somebody's dead and gone, they're dead and gone.
Right.
You know, and it shouldn't be anything where now all of a sudden you want to speak your mind, you know, out of whatever place you're coming from. And, you know, be disrespectful to those that you know, that surrounds them. It's like, come on, you know, they're trying to mourn somebody that they've loved and cared for deeply.
Right.
And, you know, it's I don't know. I just don't get the thought process of some people. I just don't.
Well, I mean, this is one of the reasons why, you know, I look forward to when we have guests on the show, because our platform, we don't just focus, and I'm not hearing myself.
Oh, wait a minute.
All right, there we go. We just don't focus on just one particular group, one different genre. We cater to a lot of people who, you know, bring in various forms of music to the world, you know?
Right.
I'm not hearing myself. All right, much better. So, you know, we got to be, you know, versatile when it comes to that. We got to be able to say, you know, not everybody's going to be built the same way in terms of what they listen to in their vehicle. You know, that's really important.
Yeah, that's very true. So again, it's, you know, let's my thing is, let's just continue to celebrate what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
And let's see if we can continue that work.
Right.
And that's really the best way to carry on somebody's legacy.
Right.
That's really it. So we just got to make sure to carry on their legacy and make sure that, you know, that we're doing what we're supposed to do. So it looks like we certainly have our guest here live from Arizona.
Yeah, of all places too.
Yes, out there in that warm West Coast, the Arizona desert there. I'm pretty sure we have the soulful, heavenly Ms. Terry Tobin. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello, hello.
All right, is she still there?
Yeah, she's still there. She's still there.
All right, haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
All right. Well, yeah. We still got a couple more minutes, because I know I expected her at least, you know, a couple more minutes, you know, later on. So, you know, we still got time.
Right. So I think let me see. There we go. We got something.
All right, Terry, yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, she's there, because I see the line still on.
All right, I'm just going to get her through.
Yep, she's there. She's still there. Hang on.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah, we're still there, because we got something here. We got something. What is going on here?
Yeah, because there she is.
There she is. Okay.
There she is.
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. I was like, for a second there, I like, did we lose her in the vortex? I mean, are we in the twilight zone?
I was just muting myself because I didn't want
you're good.
No extra stuff to come out. I'm in the middle of your conversation. I was listening. All right.
That's
I wanted
what's
to make
up.
Sure you guys got you.
Yeah, okay. That's what's up. Well, look, everybody, the whole world is listening to you right now. Well, I mean, first of all,
yes.
How are you feeling today?
I'm doing really good. You know, you guys were talking about the weather, you know, in Arizona. We're like 95 degrees right now. So you're just going to
rub that in. Okay, that's just...
I'm just bragging about it. Let's be clear, because that just means that 120 is around the corner. So... We're pretty warm right now, but yeah,
right.
It's a bit early for us to be this warm.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, look. I mean, let's just get right into it, because you were brought to us by Twin Soul Productions. I'm going to give a shout out to
yes.
Stacy and Tracy Soul Cash. And how did you hook up with them? How did you meet those two lovely twins?
Well, you know, thanks to social media, I have the opportunity to meet people from all over the place, and that's how we connected. We just they've been supportive of, you know, my movement and me as an independent artist. And, you know, there's a lot of independent artists that I know, of course, that they also support. So
right. Yeah.
That's essentially how it happened. And Stacy reached out and was like, you know, we gotta make this happen, because we're trying to make some movements in other parts of the country. And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, they introduced us and we're here now. So it's a beautiful thing.
Good. Yeah, because they are no joke. I don't take this lightly, you know. If they're bringing somebody our way, that means they're about the business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're
no joke. Let's be clear.
Yeah,
they're no joke. So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to sit with you guys and chop it up a little bit. And,
sure.
And I appreciate it. You know, the times that we're in right now is very interesting,
mm-hmm.
as you were sharing, you know, about what's going on in the culture. And
yeah, let's get your perspective on that, please.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't personally a fan of Nipsey. Of course, I'd heard of him.
Right.
but partly, and here's how it happened. You know, I'm kind of old school hip hop head, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
speaking
so
to the choir.
I've been very vocal about my distaste for the direction that hip hop has gone, and I
right.
say that mm-hmm. because that's mm-hmm. the conversation I would have with my little brother.
Right. Okay.
And you know, but he was the one that put me on to Nipsey. You know,
right.
and at the time. You know, I kept saying, man, these mumble rappers, this and that. And he's like, man, you got to respect it, this yeah. and that. And then he would tell me about Nipsey. And I'm like, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I see, you know, I see what he's doing. And I think it's, to me, it's unfortunate that it took for him to pass for the love to outpour for him.
Yeah,
and unfortunately,
right.
that's what happens so many times is that people leave this earth and don't know that they're loved.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right.
And if anything, what I'm really, really hoping is at the end of the day that people will learn to appreciate those that be in your immediate community, that's, you know, in your family even,
right.
and let the people know that they're loved. Because, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to see, man. It really, really is. But it's just unfortunate that it took for him to be taken from us for us to finally see it, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And it's one thing that people always say, you know, give people the flowers while they're here.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know,
I was just saying that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So bottom
Absolutely.
Line is, but look, tell everyone, how did you get started into the business? Like, what was it like when you was growing up in your household? Like, you know, I mean, take yourself back to when you was a little girl and say, Mama, I want to sing, you know?
Well, you know, it's really funny. I was talking to my mom about that earlier, but, you know, the thing is it's just something I've always done. Like, I don't remember, like, making the decision one day, oh, yeah, I want to be a singer, but, you know, I always did. You know, she had me singing in the churches, you know, early on, and so that's where, of course, where I got started. And then as time went on and, you know, she saw opportunities for me to audition for different things, you know, she told me to different things. And so my first professional like thing that I did was I auditioned for the children's version of USA for Africa when we were living in Cali.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's
and at the time, you know, of course, We Are the World was like the anthem that was going around.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And so we did a kids version that included some celebrity kids at the time. So Rahsaan Patterson was in it, Shaunice Wilson, Kim Fields, Alyssa Milano. I mean, a lot of different people. Oh,
ooh,
and of course, I can't forget Alfonso Ribeiro because, of course, I had a big crush on him back then. anyway.
No, okay.
Can't leave him out. Can't leave Carlton out, right?
Yeah, right.
So, but that was my first introduction to like doing professional recording. You know, George Duke produced it. Martha Woodhall was my vocal coach, and she was the choir director for that event. And so that was like my first taste. And as a result of that, I ended up getting my first gig to sing background for Jeffrey Osborne.
So
for me, having grown up listening to LTD, you know, and let me just say this, because I know my mom is listening, but the crazy part is, you know, when you're growing up,
mm-hmm.
you listen to the music, but you're still kind of like, oh, man, Mom, why you got to play this all the time? And, you know, you don't really appreciate it too much until you get older.
Let
LTD come on right now.
Exactly.
Right. You know?
Now, which song did you sing background now? Because, you know, he's most famous for, being in LTD. And, of course, when he came out solo, it was, can you
So the song that I sang on is a song called Soweto, which was his, his tribute to or against apartheid.
Right.
And so I'm trying to think who else was it, because there were other celebrity kids that were. I want to say Tasha Scott was in it, and Monica Calhoun was in it. As a matter of fact, the one who played in. The Best Man series.
Yes. We definitely know who she is.
A lot of talented kids. And so here's the rub, though. Like, I knew that I got picked for those things, but in my head, I didn't really feel like, oh, yeah, I'm just as good as them, or I just never thought about it. It was like I was like, oh, wow, thank God I got this opportunity. But I never really, like, sat back and was like, oh, man, that must mean that I have a certain level of skill, so let me do this. It just never was. It's just... people kept asking me to do it, so I did it, and it felt good to me. So, you know, I kept doing it. But then I signed a record deal. Wow. When I was 17.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I was with a group. It was called Simply Raw. Shout out to my girls.
All right.
It was a hip hop and R&B group. I was the R&B. But sadly, like everybody who starts off in the business, you end up with a shady deal.
Yeah.
And we never made it to the studio. Never, you know, the things never came to fruition. But it didn't stop my hustle, and it didn't stop my work ethic. I was still recording. I was still doing what I had to do with other people just to kind of stay in it. And so fast forward, I'd say like 5-6 years, I had to pay an attorney to get me out of that deal.
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about Record Business 101.
Yes, yes. Because I was not going to sign anything unless
you know exactly what you're signing.
Right, because I was going to ask you some questions about that, but that's later. But that's later on down the hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, and then I went to Howard and, you know, discovered classical music at that time.
Ain't you in the house. That's what's up. I'm sorry. How they doing the DCFX? You know it.
Ain't you? You know.
You know. I love it. So that during that period of time, that really shaped, I think, who I wanted to be and who I was becoming. And then I met a producer that kind of encouraged me to like write my own stuff. Mm. And Scotty Beats, God rest his soul, he was instrumental in keeping my head on, making sure that I recorded and wrote, you know, everything. Of course, everything wasn't good, right. But he encouraged me to keep going. And but you know, life happened and motherhood happened and all these different things happened, and I'd always had it in me, but right. I didn't release my first record till 2011.
Wow.
And that's my life in a nutshell.
Well, pretty much. Well, look, tell us a bit about your time here in DC, because I understand that you performed at I'll probably say legendary Tacoma Park Station, you know. So
right,
just
right.
Yeah. So how was your time here in DC, you know, songwriting and performing, and talking about during, you know, before and after you graduated from Howard?
Absolutely. So when I was in DC, of course, that was my first time actually playing in front of a band, like leading a band. So that's where I kind of got my chops up there. Working with different, you know, obviously there's a lot of musicians. I won't name them all, but there's a lot of them there in the D.C. area that I attribute, you know, my style of working with musicians now because of them. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of working with some really great people. I played at Tacoma Station. Georgia Brown's, actually.
Georgia Brown, of course,
you're in D.C., everybody knows where Georgia Brown's is on the
season
K.
That was my
first time performing ever. They gave me a shot. Mind you, I was working there as a maitre d'. And, you know, started as a hostess and, you know, worked my way up to the head maitre d'. And then one day I went to the manager. I was like, you know, I want to be able to sing. And so I sang at the Sunday brunch, and that kind of started it for me.
Nice.
To be able to do, you know, sing a little jazz, a little bit of R&B and actually perform in front of a crowd where it wasn't directed by somebody else, and I was coming in to sing, you know, whatever they requested. So that definitely started it for me. And, you know, I just kept pushing. And at the time, even though I didn't have the money to finish at Howard, you know, just being there, I think it set the stage for me. Like, the vibe in D.C. is just so different. Like, I know you live there, you understand it, but if you've never lived there, you don't get it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that has a lot to do with, you know, my style of music that I wanted to do, my the whole vibe. And then to be able to be on campus and be in the same halls that Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack were in, and, you know, the list goes on of
the
legendary
Bird.
People that were in those halls. Like, there's something to be said about that, you know?
Yeah, that's one thing to say. I mean, from what I'm hearing, you know, it's like you said, from that old school vibe, you know, and I'm pretty sure that you do have a favorite artist that you like to mention that you kind of took a few fruit. I mean, I guess a few chops from, a few secrets from.
Uh, which one?
Well, I know you got many, because I know you mentioned Donna Hathaway in there with Donnie.
Yeah, well, Donnie is my absolute, like, all-time favorite. But obviously not just because of you know, what his music means to us as a culture.
Right.
But when I first heard him, I remember being a little girl listening to records, and that was my pastime. You know, I was the only child for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would listen to records, and I heard A Song for You. And when I, you know, I listened to his voice, to me, that's what love sounded like to me.
Mm,
and
yeah.
If anything, when I did set my sights on something, what I wanted to do was to be able to have that kind of impression or that kind of feeling when people listen to my songs, stuff that I write or that I sing. I want to have that kind of impact in that, you know, I didn't understand at that a young age what the kind of love he was singing about.
Right,
right.
But I
right.
felt it. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, you can
yeah.
feel it when you listen to it. Like, I'm getting
oh,
chills
yeah.
thinking about it, because it's just, there's just certain people that have voices like that that just, they just do it for you. And the interpretation of the lyric is so important to me. So, yeah, Donnie is definitely at the top of the list, but there's so many. You know, I used to sing duets with Luther Vandross when I was coming up.
Yeah.
In my mind, it wasn't
right.
for real. Let me be clear. It was in my mind that I was doing these duets with him.
Right.
but I listened to his music, and every single song it was a duet. Like, I put my own harmony part so that we could sing together. But it's, you know, it's music like that definitely helped shape who I am.
Yeah, because it's
the kind of music that I like to do.
Yeah, because it does lend into that question of your inspiration behind the
yes.
songs that you have. Because again, well, I can tell you right now, one of my favorite songs is "Free" that I was listening to, and I was like, this
yes.
the one of the soulful sounds within it. And you know, I know you mentioned Donny Hathaway in there, and
yes.
and I just got to mention, like, or really, you can talk to us about it. Like, how do you come up with the inspirations behind your music? Because I mean, we, you know, all the music that you have created, you know, we can definitely feel that soulful. You tell stories in your story in
yeah.
your song.
Yeah.
And so
well,
like, what do
you
what
know,
is your inspiration?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have like a set process every time, but the story behind "Free," though, ironically, I was working with Lou Lang, and this was, again, after life had done what it was going to do,
mm-hmm.
and I really didn't think I was going to do music anymore, and I actually was told, you probably should just focus on being a songwriter, because you'll probably never make it as an artist, because, you know,
wow.
your work is not this, this, and that.
Wow,
somebody
and
told you
so
yeah.
I was like, okay, cool, as long as I get to do music, I'll write these songs. And so initially, we wrote that song and pitched it to another artist. And, but at the same time, I'm writing it. So, of course, I'm putting the lyrics in it that I want, because Donnie did used to say that. And I wanted there to be that touch of old school soul in it. But anyway, she passed on it. Now, frankly, I don't know whether, and I won't say her name, but I don't even know whether she really even heard it, or if her people just heard it and were like, nah, we'll pass.
Right, yeah,
but,
right.
But I think from a spiritual standpoint, I felt like, okay, because that was just one of them. We wrote the majority of the album Love Infinity was me writing material for other people, and we were pitching it to other people.
Right.
And they all passed. So, you know, at first I was kind of like, my ego was kind of, you know, bruised a little bit. Like, what you mean? These are good songs. Like, why didn't you pick them? But from a spiritual standpoint, I figured, okay, well, that must mean that it's designed for me to release these songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And once I got that in my spirit and was like, okay, yeah, that's what this is about. This is about, you know, people maybe not being able to hear themselves because they hear me as an artist in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially what happened when I wrote. But also, you'll hear on the first album, everything was about love.
Yes.
And you would think from the album that I must have been really in love with somebody, but I really wasn't. I'm big on putting out there what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured if you put positivity out there, it'll come back. And if you sing about, you know, the type of presence you want in your life, it'll come.
That's true.
So essentially, all those songs I wrote, you know, everything I ever wanted and someone and why, those are all songs that me just, you know, you know, putting it out in the universe that this is what I wanted, you know.
Well, there, yeah, there it is. There
I know. After watching some of those videos, yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Because I know, and I put my DJ hat on for a minute. I got a wedding to do in a couple of weeks, and they want some R&B and stuff like that. So I already got your songs on that playlist. Addition to a couple of people we'd interviewed here on the show. I always remind artists, you never know who your audience is going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You've always said that.
Just, right, absolutely.
You just never know. So I want you... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and it's interesting you mentioned weddings, because I do get a lot of requests from people that want me to sing some of my songs at their weddings. Like just recently, I did one... She wanted to surprise her fiance by me coming in and singing Someone, which is from the Love Infinity record.
Yes, one of my favorites.
And it was a random thing. She found my music on Google Play, I guess, and she heard the song, and she felt like it told the story of their love story, and so she wanted me to sing it. So to be able to have written a song that resonated with somebody like that to the point where they wanted it at their wedding, like that's pretty major to me. And then literally just yesterday I got a call from a DJ friend of mine who said that he was playing my song So Good to Me, which is a duet with my friend Morris Allen, who has passed on. But they played the song yesterday morning, and somebody on the air proposed to his girlfriend on the air after they played the song. And I'm like, wow, like that happened with one of my songs? It just, you know, it still blows my mind.
Well, you just never know. I mean, because again, you know, you put music out there that's great music from number one.
Right.
And, you know, it just resonates with so many people. Because one thing you mentioned about the universe, because I must lead in to your newest single, Heaven, because I want to definitely talk about that one. So please tell some folks about that one, because, it's sent from heaven, y'all. So,
right. You know, what's really crazy is that is one song that I didn't write, but it's kind of like, you know, when you hear a song and you feel like that person is speaking my heart.
Yes.
So, Eunice Love and Truth Adams, they're out of Louisiana. I had, you know, Brandon Truth Adams and I have done music together before. They've produced other songs. They've produced, he produced Make Beautiful, a song called It's All Right. And he produced Heaven, wrote and produced Heaven. And, you know, so I've been listening to a lot of stuff that he did, but one of the first songs he played for me was Heaven. This was years ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing it going, oh my God, I want that kind of love. You know, like I just fell in love with the song, and it still gives me chills when I hear the original version. And I never thought that I would actually sing it. Mm-hmm. And one day I called him, like, you know, I'm thinking about singing that song. And he was like, you should, let's do it. You know, but it's just one of those things where I don't know how to explain it, because I'm not currently in that state where I think that way about any one person.
Right.
But
okay.
I see how people respond to it though, and I see how they, you know, when you're in it, you know when it's real, you know when it's real, and that's what I think that song represents for me, is to be able to put out that type of positivity and that type of love in the atmosphere, and you know, those it's meant for is the ones that it's reaching, you know, that it reaches. And then talk about the music video, my friend Cosmic Cadence, he's a poet and a musician in his own right and entrepreneur and the whole deal. So he's like kind of like a big deal here in Phoenix, especially. But he's from DC also.
Hey, right. DC.
so we automatically had this kind of, you know, connectivity when we met and started doing business together.
Yes.
But we really didn't. I'll just put it out there. I didn't expect the chemistry to look so real.
You
know,
think?
I have people calling me like, yo, what's up with you and Q?
Yeah.
I'm like, nothing. Like, we're acting, you know. Even my grandmother was like, well, first of all, when I told her the name of the song was called Heaven, I'm like, okay, well, but it's not a gospel song. She's like, oh, okay. Uh-huh. And then when he came on the screen, she was like, oh, is that Heaven? Like, oh my God. So anyway, she kept looking at me sideways. I'm like, Granny, I promise you, We were acting. This is, you know, there's nothing, there's no story here. But the fact of the matter is we wanted to be able to show black love in its true essence. Of course,
definitely.
And then as a curvy woman, I mean, let's just be real, there's not a lot of opportunities for us to be shown in a loving, you know, romantic kind of way. We're always cast as like the, you know, the sassy girlfriend or, you know, the girl with the attitude. And those are the stereotypes that are put out there. Yeah, and so I wanted to be able to show with this song and the song before this one, which was Smile Again, like, you know, curvy girls get love too, you know.
Yes.
So that's what I wanted to accomplish when I was doing those music videos.
Well, you definitely accomplished that and then some, because it's always a great thing to see positive images of women who look like you and men who look like us. And I definitely take my hat off to you with that. And, you know, you talked about, you know, the blessing and the opportunity to be able to record that song. I want to just backtrack a little bit when you were talking about the bad record deal that you had coming up.
Yeah.
And this is when we want to let those artists out there know that you don't always have to be signed to, you know, label to make music. So let's talk about that for a brief moment.
So the reality is the blueprint, the business model that they used to have for record, you know, for the record business, that's gone. You know, everything is different now. People are doing it on their own. Nipsey Hussle is an example of how you can do this on your own and be successful. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's very different. But back then, the whole thing was, oh, you got to get signed. You got to get signed. And just the idea of somebody wanting to sign us was enough for us to be like, okay, like there was no bidding war. We were just like, we just want to be signed. And the person that was tied to that label was very well known. Mm-hmm. And so we trusted that with his name on it, that it would be, you know, a positive experience. And unfortunately, he put the wrong person in place to manage the finances and ran off with the money, which is why we never made it to the studio. But, you know, I stress, and people ask me all the time, like, you know, what advice do you give to people that are coming in the business? For me, the main thing is learn the business. Yeah. You know, I know a lot of people, a lot of young people, they're naturally gifted. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to just go straight from high school and be able to live your dream. But you've got to be able to read the fine print. You've got to be able to know exactly what you're getting yourself into. Mm-hmm. And then because the model has changed, as an independent artist, you're an entrepreneur. So you've got to know marketing. You've got to know all of that. So it's more than just the talent. You know, not everybody has a camp behind them that can provide those things for you. So, you know, you gotta get schooled on certain things. And when I first came out, Darla Tobin Blakes was my manager, and she was like the queen. She was the marketing queen, but she did everything. She was, you know, she did PR, she did marketing, and I learned so much from her because that's what she studied. And so, you know, those are the kind of things that I think is important for artists to really understand that, so that, you know, like people still ask me, you know, or am I trying to get signed? Well, I may not have the certain level of success that some people have maybe thought that I should have by now or whatever. Right. But what I can say is I own my own stuff.
Right. Exactly.
And
that's the main thing.
And there is no real middleman right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I, you know, again, the business model has changed. I think that if you're pursuing it, I wouldn't recommend, you know, just signing with somebody for the sake of signing, because you got to realize, you know, at the end of the day, you got to make sure that you got to know who's in charge of your money. And I was watching a video yesterday of, I don't know if you know who Darius Cooks is.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. I didn't know he's a millionaire, right? That's one thing I learned yesterday from Kevin on stage. But also, he's the only person that can sign checks at his two restaurants, all of the books that he sold, every single event that he does. He's the only one that can sign checks. And really, that's the only way you can protect your money.
Right.
Is to make sure that you don't put anybody else in charge of doing that. Now, you know, it can be a little hairy if something happens to him, because that was a point that was brought up. But, you know, at the same time, you've got to protect yourself.
Well,
you've got to protect.
Yeah, and with somebody who's worked that much, they got to have things in place in case anything does happen. They got to have things in place so we'll be able to, you know, God forbid anything happens. And then we'll be able to go ahead and just be able to say, okay, that's your website playing from another section here. But the point is that we got to have that in place, because it's all about handling your business, handling your money, and owning your publishing,
right,
owning your copyrights.
Absolutely.
You know, because so there are times, you know, whenever FX and I talk to any young artists when we're DJing events, you know, sometimes we just say, look, take a look at the movie The Five Heartbeats. If you don't know what that is, it's a Robert Townsend movie.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at that movie, especially that movie. That movie, Cadillacs, the story by Etta James, take a look at that. I'll even say even Dreamgirls, because it was all about the business, straight up. And The Temptations, The Jackson Story, look at all those movies and then some.
Oh, even so straight out of Compton.
Yeah, even that. That'll tell you right then and there what to sign and why Ice Cube did not sign, you know, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He left and went ahead and did his own solo thing, and look at him now.
Absolutely.
It makes a huge difference when, you know, people got to be able to know these things. So I'm just, which kind of comes into my next question, like, what, like how are you using your music and your talents to give back?
So aside from, you know, any of the events that I get involved in, there's a lot of things that I, you know, I give my time to. But I'm a big, in my day job, I am a mental health advocate.
Mm.
And so I'm, you know, I'll be the first one to tell you that, you know, that is probably one of the most important things, whether you're an artist or not, but especially if you're an artist, because if you look at statistics, you look at all the most successful people, there's a mental health component to them, whether we ever knew about it or we didn't know until they passed away, that they suffered from depression and anxiety. And I think it's so important that particularly us as a community, that we do more to get the help that's necessary. Because, you know, I suffer from, you know, depression at times. And the reality is, if I didn't get the help, I can't imagine where my son would be at this point. You know,
there's
so many different things, that are so many components to this that we as people, we don't often think about, because in our community, it's a taboo thing to even think about going to talk to get counseling or go to talk to somebody about what's going on. And so I'm involved, again, with my day job. I am an employment specialist where I help people that have disabilities, and I help them get jobs. And the majority of the disabilities that I work with, most of them are mental and behavioral health challenges. And so, you know, you kind of help them be, you know, be a cheerleader to try to help them realize that they deserve a place in this world to be able to get a job and that type of thing. I've also worked with, you know, autism, because my son also has autism.
Right.
I'm also, this month, I am participating in what's called a Super Prom, which is a prom that's dedicated to people with special needs and other abilities.
I'm just,
and I don't say that to kind of rattle off, you know, all the good things that I'm doing, but those are just things that I'm passionate about.
No, blow your horn.
Because so many times people don't, you know, those types of causes don't get the light that it should get.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we ask these questions, because this is an opportunity for you to talk about yourself.
Yes.
This is an opportunity to share more about yourself in addition to the beautiful music that you produce.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we don't want to, God forbid, anything happen to you and be like, well, we didn't know Terry did that. No, we
right.
want to know now.
Right.
We want you. We
exactly.
want the whole world. We want you to tell the whole world what you do, because the thing is about it is that you know, you have a great platform in terms of your music and your artistry, and at the same time, if you can use that to help those what you do during the day, it's just a wonderful bridge. And that's what sometimes a lot of people miss the point, because some people think, well, I'm just going to be an artist and I'm going to just buy these whips and buy these rides.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
right,
I'm going to be out there with the
mm-hmm.
Kardashians, and, you know, I'm going to hang out with them and try to do all these other things. And it's like, no. Focus on
right.
your art and your craft first. Focus on why you're doing it. Why are you into it? And then how
absolutely.
Can you build from that? Because you are creating a legacy not only for yourself and also for your son. So I'm just curious what type of conversation you're going to have with him when he sees this video of heaven, you know? I mean, I'm, you know, the breakfast in, I just, you know, the breakfast in bed, strong black man image, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Is like right now he's 16.
There you go.
He's not feeling anything that I do right now.
All right.
You know, mm-hmm. he doubt. I don't know if he's seen the video or not. He probably strays away from it. But even still, even if he does see it, for one, I know he's never seen Girls Trip. Let's be clear. We won't get that reference.
Nah.
But from the standpoint of him being able to see a black man love a woman.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, all kidding aside. Yeah, but all kidding aside, that's the point I want to make. All jokes aside, that's the point that.
Yeah.
And again, as we said earlier, you know, it's about highlighting that and showing that black love. You know, so.
Yeah.
You know, but definitely, I want you to let us know your social media handles. Where can people find you? Where can they reach you? And where will you be performing next?
Okay, so. Instagram, it is Terry Tobin is here. That's TERITOBIN is here. It's the same handle on Twitter. Facebook, it's just my name. You just go Terry Tobin, it'll take you to my page. Let's see, I have a website. It's terrytobin.com.
Mm-hmm.
So the next few things that I'll be doing, like I mentioned, the next couple of weeks I'm doing Poetic Soul. Most of the stuff that I'm doing this next week, this next month, are actually here in Phoenix. I'm doing Poetic Soul on the 4th, on the 17th. On the 20th, we're doing Diaspora Day on the 20th, which is a big thing here with Black Wall Street here in Phoenix.
Nice.
On the 26th is the Super Prom. And then later on that night, we're doing the Panda Awards, which is another community event where I'm hosting, co-hosting. And we're giving out awards to people in the community that are doing great things. And the cool thing about the Panda Awards is that if you get an award, it's your responsibility the following year to nominate somebody else and give them an award.
Right.
So it's just kind of a way for the community to kind of continue to give back to each other. And that's with Genesis International, is a friend of mine. Derek, Arizona Washington, is in charge of those things. So he's bringing me into that. And then in May, we're doing Phoenix Art Battle, which is an international art competition.
Mm-hmm.
And then on May 18th, which is something I think is so beautiful, is we're doing the Dance with My Father Gala, which is my second year doing it. And again, they honor fathers in the community that are doing great things. And, you know, these fathers dress up with their daughters and, you know, the girls wear tiaras. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful event. And I'm honored to be able to be a part of it again. So those are the next few things. But my I'm setting my sights on going back to Texas. I was just in Austin for South by Southwest.
Mm.
And I'm looking to go back to San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. Working on some dates in D.C. again.
Yes, yeah, I was just about to ask that. Yep.
What happened?
Nah, we were just about to ask that question. When are you coming back to D.C.?
When I'm coming back to D.C.?
Yeah, your old stomping ground.
I'm working on that. I'm working on it. And we'll talk offline a little bit about that. But,
yes, please.
Hopefully soon. I'm overdue. I haven't been since November 2017, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, it's time.
So we're definitely going to connect in person.
Time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, so I've got my sights on, you know, those places, Atlanta, and then going back to the UK in Paris again.
Yes.
Hopefully in the next 12 months or so.
All right.
Cool.
Let's give it up for Terry Tobin.
Yep, Terry Tobin.
Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all so much.
Oh, no, we appreciate you. Thank you for being with us. And, we will definitely talk offline about those dates, especially coming back here to the East Coast. All right?
Yes, sir. Y'all take care. We'll talk soon.
All right. You too.
Bye. Be
safe. Bye-bye. All right. There she go. Yes.
All right. Yeah, that was the beautiful, talented Terry Tobin. Yes. And, what are we going to do next week? I'm going to start the show off with the set that I had planned for her music as well, as we're going to talk about current events. But I'm definitely playing her music, and it's already in our playlist for the wedding. So
yeah.
Any final thoughts before we sign off?
The only final thought is just get out there and get some of that warm air, especially in this area. My thing let me backtrack a little bit. Let's just start enjoying things.
Yeah.
If you haven't been doing it already, let's start to do that. So, and also, let's be a little bit more educated on other kinds of music. And I'm specifically talking to my go-go heads.
Yeah, because again, I want to give a shout out to Twin Soul Productions.
Yeah.
And also Ty Hepburn. So, and thank you all for bringing Terry Tobin.
Thank you for that.
To us. So,
Twin Soul Powers Activate.
Yes, for real.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, so there we go. So, again, thank you, Ms. Terry Tobin. So, we got you definitely in the queue. And hopefully, I get to see her out in July because I will be flying out to the West Coast during that time. So I'll be in the area.
All right, that's I'll what's be in up. Area. All right, look, I'm DJ Waheed.
And I am DJ FX.
And we out.
That's it.
You're tuned into Party Life and Music Radio.
Chick, I put my life on it. The way you make it real inside. I feel like the world is mine. Heaven opened up my mind. Now I can see my life with you. I can really close my eyes and not worry about the phone. Secure with who I am and who we are.
to be mindful of the fact. Don't need to be raised, mama already did that. Strong mind goes a long way, going somewhere sooner rather than one day. Sturdy back just in case. Sister needs a little sweeter
sugar
to go with that face. Respect Almighty and have some faith.
Faith in the application. Every man ain't necessarily handy. Ready for the job. Holler up at me.
Gotta be motivated, have no shame about the children that you brought into this game. Most of all, provide more than it. Molding young minds takes more than Benjamin.
Spend some time with them.
I can do worse all by myself without somebody's help. We all got some kind of past. Don't need leftovers from the past.
Handle your business.
I'll handle mine.
Take an application.
That means need not apply. Yeah.
Every man ain't necessarily handy. Yeah.
I'm not gonna be
ready for the job. Holla up at me. Yeah. Ain't gotta be paid.
You're tuned into Party Life and Music Radio.
mommy used to say, there are three things you can't run from: the truth, love, and taxes. The truth is, love is a power of its own. Can take a space in your heart, and you won't even know.
Story even slow motion. is constant in its flow, and I'm ready to take it on.
Tuned into Party Life and Music Radio.